With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. The number of COVID-19 cases grows as Cayman sees another positive samples Tuesday, one with no travel history to a COVID-19 hotspot. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee says even without significant local transmission, Cayman should still expect to see the number of positives increase. To date, there have been 251 tests, 228 negatives and 22 positives. There is still one inconclusive result. 109 people have contacted the local travel helpline with the desire to leave on the upcoming British Airways flight set for London on Tuesday. A flight His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper says is increasingly important for bringing in equipment, as it will have UK-funded personal protection equipment and HSA-ordered equipment from London.
And we continue to explore testing kits via South Korea, and if we're able to, we will try and get them onto that flight, and the supermarkets are also going to use the flight to bring in some freight. So it's very important in terms of our supplies.
During Wednesday's COVID-19 briefing, Governor Roper says the South Korea avenue is the one government is pursuing, and more details are on the way. Given the current situation in the United Kingdom regarding testing equipment, the governor assures the people of Cayman the UK is fully committed to helping the overseas territory.
The Premier and I had a phone call with Baroness Sugg, who is the Minister for the Overseas Territories, when we were talking about the support coming by via the British Airways flight, the PPE equipment that the UK is providing to all the overseas territories, despite the challenging situation in the UK. And I know as well that the Prime Minister himself is very much aware of what is happening in the overseas territories and remains fully committed to supporting us.
His Excellency says Cayman's testing system is working and the goal is to isolate, trace and suppress. He adds Cayman is in the very best position possible to be able to do so as cases appear. The Cayman Islands government is gearing up to provide relief to its many businesses.
These involve providing access to very soft loans, loans on which the principal and interest will be waived for up to 6 months, through the Cayman Islands Development Bank to small businesses to allow them to help their employees to provide some sort of wage subsidy.
Further details will be released to the public next week, according to Premier the Honourable Alda McLaughlin.
We're also looking at pension payment holidays and indeed at the practicality of allowing persons to have access to some of their pension funds.
But this is easier said than done and will require changes to legislation.
They are not things that Cabinet can do. We've taken advice from the Honourable Attorney General, and we're working on a range of these sorts of issues.
Mr. McLaughlin has pleaded with the community to take matters seriously and to stay at home where possible. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. As the coronavirus continues to spread in the United States, President Trump has admitted that the government's strategic reserves of protective equipment and medical supplies are dwindling. State governors are pleading for safety gear, testing kits and ventilators. But federal officials say the demand has left the Trump administration, states and cities competing for what's available. The toll COVID-19 is taking on Spain continues to grow. A record 950 people have died over the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of fatalities to more than 10,000. A court in Pakistan has overturned the death sentence of a British militant convicted of murdering the American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Lawyers for Ahmed Omar Sayed Sheikh say his sentence has been reduced to 7 years for kidnapping. The European Union's top court has ruled that Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic have broken their legal obligations to take in migrants. The Court of Justice heard that after the influx of 2015, the European Commission asked member states to accommodate 160,000 asylum applicants. The Czech Republic took in just 12, the other two none at all. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, has warned people they could be shot dead if they cause trouble over restrictions imposed to fight the coronavirus. Amnesty International has said unchecked force should never be used to fight an emergency. Australia has ordered foreign cruise liners to sail for home so that they don't flood local hospitals with coronavirus patients. Thousands of international crew members are aboard several cruise liners that have either docked in Australia or are waiting offshore. The Chinese city of Shenzhen has decided to ban the eating of cats and dogs following the coronavirus outbreak. China has already imposed a ban on the consumption of wildlife because the virus had been linked to the trade. BBC News.